Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hi, everyone. 欢迎收听早安英文。This is Blair. 节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与到原版书的福利抽奖了。这些英文原版书啊，都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运哦 ！Colin, do you know what comic waste is?
Comic waste? Is it the waste of some famous comic figures?
It can be, but it's also a trending challenge online recently. Let me show you a picture.
Oh, that must hurt.
最近很火的这个漫画腰挑战大家应该都有耳闻，对不对？刚刚提到的这个 comic 就是漫画的意思，大家经常看的漫画书啊，就是我们说的 comic books。 经常上网的同学应该都有了解过，最近漫画腰的这个挑战在网上引起了非常强烈的讨论和批评，对不对？
Well, I think it's something worth discussing. So why don't we just talk about it today?
Yeah, sure. 那今天呢，我们就来和大家聊一聊关于漫画腰挑战而引发的一系列讨论吧。我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 Do you know the girl in the picture I just showed you?
No, who is she?
Well, her name is Yang Mi. She's one of the most famous celebrities in China.
Oh, that's cool.And she got criticized for posting that picture?
Yeah, 大家都知道这个漫画腰挑战啊，大多数是不是因为杨幂在微博上发了一张关于她的这个挑战照片，是不是？那她的这个行为呢，也是引起了很大的一个批评。Criticize 就是我们说的批评的意思。
Yes, criticized is to say what you do not like or think is wrong about somebody or something.
Yeah, do you know why she got strongly criticized for this?
Yeah, I kind of get it. She's famous, and this pose looks pretty dangerous. People could get hurt by doing this.
Exactly. She has more than 120 million followers on social media.
What? 120 million? That's three times the whole population of Canada. That's crazy.
Yeah. 我们说的社交媒体上的粉丝有多少啊？我们就可以用这个词 follower.Follow 就是跟随的意思，大家都知道啊。那 follower 就是跟随的人，对不对？那跟随你的人肯定就是你的粉丝了。
Well, with that many followers, no wonder she got criticized.
Yeah, and that's just one of the reasons, you know? There's another reason why people are furious about that.
What is it?
Well, when people see this picture, the first thing they'll say is, oh, look how skinny she is. So only people like her...People with her body figure can do that.
Oh, yeah, I get it. It's easy to cause body shaming, body anxiety for you girls.
对，那这个漫画腰挑战啊，之所以引起广泛讨论的另一个原因就是，这种挑战特别容易引起大家对自己容貌或者我们说的身材的一个焦虑，对不对？
Exactly. And this is totally meaningless. I mean...Look at you girls, you are pretty, you are skinny, and what you keep saying all day is, I want to lose weight, I'm on a diet. Come on, stop being so harsh on yourself.
我们 Colin 老师有一点点激动了啊，因为可能他经常听到就是我们办公室的女孩子说啊，我要减肥，我不要吃饭了。但其实啊，因为受太多的媒体因素的影响，很多女孩子就有非常严重的这种容貌焦虑，我们说的 body shaming 或者 body anxiety, 就是我们指的容貌焦虑。
I understand that for most people, it's a natural tendency to always want to be better. But being too skinny and too harsh on yourself is not better.
对，那我们 Colin 老师刚刚提到的这个 tendency 这个词，我们可以学习一下。Tendency 在这里呢，我们可以翻译成趋势。每个人都想变得更好，这是一种自然的趋势。
Yeah, the media has commonly portrayed overweight characters as a running joke of some show, and it results in some, you know, stupid fat jokes and severe manifestation of self-doubt.
Exactly. 那在一些节目里面啊，很多身材比较丰满一点，或者我们说稍微胖一点点的演员呢，一般就会扮演的或者说呈现的就是一种比较可笑的角色，对不对？那 portray 在这里啊，我们可以翻译为展现、展示。
Yes. Now, there are other challenges, right? Like, I remember the A4 paper challenge, the like iPhone earphone challenge, right? These are just stupid.
Right. And there's one called collarbone challenge. Do you know what that is?
Yeah. You put a fish in your collarbone, and if the fish survives, it means you are skinny enough, right?
I think it's hilarious. 那大家应该都有听说过，是不是？像是之前的 A4 纸挑战、耳机线挑战，甚至还有锁骨养金鱼的挑战，其实都是不同形式的在宣扬我们说的外貌焦虑啊。
Well, being body shamed manifests in many ways, not only including criticizing your own appearance, through a judgment or a comparison to another person,
but
also criticizing others' appearance in front of them.
So sometimes the victim can also become the offender.
Yes, exactly. And the worst part is body shaming can be done by parents, siblings, friends, enemies, and schoolmates, and it's...often portrayed in the media.
哦，就是我们说平常看似不经意的一句话，其实都很有可能会对别人造成伤害，对不对？我们最亲近的人啊，有时候说的话确实是最伤人的。
Yes, for example, you can hear people say, "Why is she wearing that? It's not attractive at all." Or, "Your hair looks pretty bad today." Well, don't say that, everybody. Don't say that.
Right. Negative comments about the size or shape of anyone's body can be extremely damaging to them and might lead to low self-esteem, anger, self-harm, and even mental health disorders.
Yeah, exactly. Instead, you can tell people, wow, you look amazing today. Your hair looks nice. Just things like that.
对，那我们 Colin 老师啊，刚刚给我们分享了可以用来夸人的两句表达，我们可以怎么说呢？首先你可以说、哎、You look amazing today 你今天看上去真棒或者你可以说、哎、你今天发型真好看 Your hair looks nice
You know, since many people, especially girls, have this problem I want to tell all of you You are beautiful You are unique the way you are Never let negative comments bother you
那今天我们的 Colin 老师啊非常苦口婆心的跟我们讲了很多啊这里 Blair 呢也想跟大家再多分享两句网上这种挑战非常多是不是那如果大家觉得好玩啊那当然没有关系不过这种挑战呢会让更多的对自己容貌或者身材本身就不自信的人啊产生更多的焦虑
Right My final question to you is Do you have the courage? And my final request Please search for it and use it every day
希望大家呢都能够勇敢且自信地做自己那今天啊我们的节目就到这里了最后再告诉大家一个好消息最近呢我们还有一个早安英文的会员免费体验活动就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家同时呢还有一个专属的学习社群创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天这个活动啊特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学限量名额呢200个想报名免费体验的同学赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号回复数字888就可以加入了
So that's all for today's podcast This is Colin
And this is Blair Thank you so much for listening And see you next time
Bye,
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English
学口语就来早安英文